Leaning back into it on a Monday, live from North Carolina, Western North Carolina. When we get out of here today, we're going to take a stroll around the neighborhood. We're not too far from Asheville to give you, I guess, a reference point, a few miles from Asheville. But our goal here is to talk to people in North Carolina. It's allegedly a swing state. I'm not sure it is. Just a few miles north of Georgia, also allegedly a swing state. I don't believe it is, but we're going to go out there and find out what people have to say. In the meantime, Abby Mitch is here, the executive director of Michigan Rising Action. Abby, good to have you back.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be on. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to see you today. So Michigan Rising Action filing an IRS complaint against a 501c4. It's called Road to Michigan's Future, connected to, as you would guess, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. What is the concern with a 501c4, not a c3, a little bit different, but still a nonprofit? What are your concerns? What's happening?
Sure. So any organization that operates in Part C of the IRS code, revenue code, basically says that this money is not taxable because it's already in the public trust. It's already being used for public benefit like your tax money would. So the IRS says we won't tax it. The problem with Road to Michigan's Future is that it made just three expenditures that were not fundraising or payroll related. And it listed $315,000 as charitable grant making, not political activity, charitable grant making to the Michigan Democrat Party. Now, I don't know about you, Steve, but the IRS doesn't let me write off my political contributions as charitable gifts. So I don't know why Road to Michigan's Future should be treated any different.
That doesn't make sense at all. And I have some familiarity with nonprofits. Charitable grant giving is not to political campaigns or organizations at all, my understanding, right?
That's correct. And if you look closely, there are two. So like I said, there were three expenditures made in the year 2021. One was to an anti-ballot initiative called Keep Michigan Safe. One was to a fund called the 21st Century Fund, which is a nonprofit account the Michigan Democratic Party very publicly is known to use for some of its expenses. And that's not unusual for political parties to have accounts like this. But then this Michigan Democrat Party expenditure uses the same tax ID number as the admin account. And this is a very weird mistake to make because, one, these 990 forms are not complicated. Two, this organization was not doing a high volume of expenditures and charitable gifts, so there wasn't a lot to mix up. And three, they use the exact same tax ID for two separate expenditures that they named two separate things. And if you disclose it as political activity rather than charitable, you have to supply the IRS a little extra information about what that money was sent to that political entity for.
Sure. Abby, I wanted to back up a little bit because now I've got different questions. 501c4, the organization is called Road to Michigan's Future. You made the comment that nonprofits are basically in the public domain doing some public good. It sounds correct. Like a political organization, 501c4. How is this money in the public trust already? How is it doing any good for anybody? How's it benefit me or you?
Well, this is or anybody. Well, right. This is why Michigan Rising Action calls upon Dana Nassel to investigate, because she made the very public comment just a couple weeks ago that she is against C3s being used for explicitly political activity and doing nothing for the public trust and taking advantage of basically a lack of oversight in this part of the revenue code. So we put it forward. Is this something our attorney general is willing to look at members of her own party and say, you cannot do this. You cannot misspend money in this way.
Let me answer the question for you, Abby. Let me answer. No. Okay, there's your answer. Now she's not. Dana Nessel, my guess, will never do anything with this. What do you think?
I mean, I would tend to agree. This attorney general has done very little except prove that she's very good at weaponizing the top cop seat for political benefit. I mean, pure
and simple. Which is, by the way, part and parcel for the way the Democrat Party operates its entire operation federally, statewide, in counties and townships. This is the way they operate now. If you can't win at the ballot box, go to court. If you can't win fairly, try to attack your political opponents. If you can't win fairly, ignore what you're doing to attack your opponents and cheating. Because what's happening here, this is cheating. And if I cheat the IRS, I end up in jail. I get bracelets and three squares a day. You would get the same. They would lead you out of your house and take you to jail because that's what the IRS will do to you. Not in this case. I believe nothing will ever happen. So if it's not going to be the Attorney General of the state of Michigan, what's your recourse?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been about 2 weeks since we submitted our complaint, and we've gotten no confirmation from the IRS of receipt. So there you have it right there. In addition, I mean, to me, something about this nonprofit in particular that really sticks out is very obvious misuse beyond the formal IRS complaint is you look at who's on the fundraising list, who is doing business for this charity. There's a staff member from Governor Whitmer's reelection effort who says on her own LinkedIn, she's so brazen, she says that her job on the fundraising team for Gretchen Whitmer was to set up meetings between the most powerful people in government, your State Department heads, your attorney general, your secretary of state, your governor, and major donors. That's what she says. Quiet part right out loud right there on her LinkedIn page.
That's her job, is to be a political activist.
Yeah, and to facilitate a pay for play with our Democrat leadership here in Michigan.
Right. So, you know, setting up a 501c3 or a 501c4, a lot of paperwork, a lot of hurdles to jump through. The 990 form, some people think it's arduous. I don't know that it's that big a deal. But the point is, there are specific rules, and the IRS is always very diligent, at least in my experience, to make sure those rules are followed to a T. Why would the IRS not respond?
I mean, one could make the argument they're overwhelmed with complaints and they respond very slowly. Alternatively, you could say that our government simply is not interested in pursuing these types of complaints and holding these types of accounts accountable because it gets politically messy, it attacks our friends. I mean, whatever your reason there would be.
Yet in the state of New York, they'll go after a political candidate for fraud when no fraud was committed and make a bond so high that it's not possible to achieve, violating the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution, but I digress. So it is. Where do we go from here, Abby? What's the road look like? What is your road to Michigan's future look like?
I mean, we're just going to keep doing what we do here at Michigan Rising, which is publicly hold our leaders in Lansing accountable, hold them to conservative principles. And, you know, I appreciate shows like yours that are willing to talk about the details of what right. our leaders in Lansing are doing wrong. Many people are just looking for the quick hit. They're looking for the clickbait headline, and it leaves the public not understanding the ways that our leaders right now misuse and abuse our government to their personal political advantage.
Most of the public's tuned it out completely. I mean, except for the TikTok videos they get from Governor Whitmer. Other than that, they've tuned it out completely. Abby, greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Always a pleasure. Abby Mitch, Executive Director, Michigan Rising Action, here on The Steve Gruber Show. NeuroGuard Plus, stop concussions before they happen. This is a Michigan miracle. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouthguard for athletes in all sports. Using this mouthguard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using this breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. It is amazing. And it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Lift more weight, jump higher, run faster, but don't take my word for it. The folks at Michigan State and Wayne State tested the NeuroGuard Plus, certified the results. Promo code Gruber, save 10%, NeuroGuardPlus.com. Get protected. Keep your head in the game. NeuroGuardPlus.com. Gruber is your promo code, save 10%, NeuroGuardPlus.com. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Check out SteveGruber.com in your spare time. Read great articles, hear great interviews, and great videos too. SteveGruber.com. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Welcome.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.